Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2012, at the Top Hat, and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, forgiveness. This week's story comes to us from Maxim McCarter and is titled Putting the Why in Wyoming. Thank you for listening.
Hi, people. Hey. All right, I'm going to tell you a story. It's about a girl, but it's kind of mainly about a place. I mean, you all know Missoula, Montana. I mean, it's got its beautiful rivers, and people enjoy themselves doing fabulous things. Well, there are other places. And this place that I'm going to tell you about is called Casper, Wyoming. All right, now you got to understand that Casper, Wyoming was built on as an oil boom town. So they built up a whole lot of infrastructure real quick. It's sort of like a crappy butte. So they brought in a lot of people. They brought in a lot of meth. They ran out of oil. All the crappy infrastructure and all the meth and the people stayed. Since then, they've built sort of a real town around it, you know, with colleges and things like that. But there's a whole sort of forgotten section of Casper, Wyoming, you know, down by the tracks, down by the river. Well, when I first came there, the first place that I ended up was this place called 240 No Bitch. I mean, originally I guess it was 240 North Beach, but the place was so run down that it was now 240 No Bitch. It was originally a whorehouse, the place that I lived on was upstairs, and there was a balcony where you could imagine that cowboys had their asses kicked and been thrown off that balcony. Well, this story's not actually even about that place. This is about a place slightly up the street. I don't know if you want to call it more up class or whatever. Well, this is this apartment building that has about, I don't know, about 80 apartments in it. It's above 2 pawn shops and a Mexican restaurant. Okay? Above there is mostly Mexican immigrants, and it is the cheapest rent in town. It's not even part of town, so I guess, you know, it's kind of outside the city limits. So I was hanging out with this girl named April, and she was an incredible girl. We were about, between 19 and 20. Between 19 and 20. See, I fixed that thing. we're between 19 and 20, so we're doing the things that 19 and 20-year-olds do, which is do everything you can without an ID, and in that town, since there was actually at that time barely any meth, was Robitussin, which is a horrible drug. And a desperate one. We would actually wear pantyhose so that we could go to Safeway and stuff it down our pantyhose and steal the stuff. So we live in this apartment. We live in this apartment that had blood red shag carpet. Beautiful blood red shag carpet. It brought to mind, you know, acid and lizards and things like that, that you have to wear golf shoes to move across your carpet. Well, we had there was a glass shop across the way, and we had taken large pieces of glass, big broken pieces, because they would just throw it in their dumpster. And we'd take these pieces of glass, and we'd stack them up into these cities. Then we would take Christmas lights and put them inside there. All right? Now, I got to tell you something about April. She doesn't have any filter. She'll do whatever the hell she wants at any time. There was a point that I actually saw her walking down the street with a 40 full of Robitussin. Like sipping out of Robitussin. And now, she was a genius girl in her own way. Beautiful, genius, smart, and enjoyed the craziness of life. Okay? So, one day, we got some people over. We're taking whatever we can possibly get our hands on. And so the idea comes that we should order pizza. All right. I assume people have money. It's her friend Sarah from out of town. Me and my friend Will and our friend Brian. So we order pizza. We've probably at this point procured about a 12-pack of hams. Drank some Robitussin, and decided that ordering pizza would be a great idea at this point. Time goes by. Pizza man comes. Now, we're all just enjoying the night. And the knock comes at the door. And April runs up in front of everybody before anybody can even get to the door. Opens the door, just quick like that, looks at the pizza guy, and there's this pause where nobody quite knows what's going to happen. And April just reaches out and grabs the pizza boxes. I just still see the stunned look on the pizza man's face. She grabs the boxes away from him, looks at her friend Sarah. Now I gotta explain the layout of our apartment. All right, so we live on the second floor. We're right by the hallway, and we have this long hallway that goes down the apartment. There's the living room, one bedroom, another bedroom, bathroom. And there's this big window in the bathroom that we tended to just throw our garbage out of because, I mean, there was a garbage chute that went down four floors that would like shoot it all into the dumpster right there. But we didn't need the garbage chute, since we lived right above the dumpster. So we just throw all of our stuff right out the window. I mean, there was a closed down, boarded up bank, just debris everywhere anyways. So we just throw all of our garbage out there. And it's a large window, open because it was summer at that time. And so she grabs the pizza, looks at her friend, and just runs down this long hallway. And literally takes a jump out the window. And her friend follows her. And they just land in the dumpster. Jump out and just run down the street with the pizza. Forgot to mention she slammed the door in the face of the pizza man. So there's me, Will, Brian, closed door, pizza man on the other side. There's a long pause. We're all just trying to get this through our head. Three of us, pizza man on the other side. And then comes this knock. And he just says, I know where you live. I mean, this is your house. Another little pause. He's like, I'm just going to call the police. And, I mean, they're going to come to your house. So we all kind of look at each other. We all say, kind of whisper, evidently this is an emergency situation. How much money do you have? I don't fucking know. I don't know. I got this. So we pull it all on the ground. And we open the door. Sorry. We don't really know what happened there. How much was the pizza? He's like, it's $21. And we have all this shit spread out on the floor. And we're like, it looks like it comes up to about $17.87. And he just takes this sigh. And we're just like, please? And he goes, okay, fuck it. And we grounge up all the money and we just hand it to him. And he just stands there for a second, just holding this crap pile of money. And he says, whatever, man. I'll just deal with it. And you know what? I never did get any of that pizza.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. Top Hat Missoula. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rockin' Rudy's, great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 11th at the Union Club. The theme is misunderstandings. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/psstellus. That's PSSTTELLUS. And Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?